the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a 9-year-old child has died at Hershey Park's water park in Pennsylvania yesterday. Despite efforts to save the young guest, the company announced. According to the New York Post, Hershey CEO John Lawn says lifeguards saw the child in distress at the boardwalk when they jumped in to perform an immediate rescue. The child was taken to a hospital, but sadly died shortly after arrival. It's life in prison for a Plainfield man for the 2021 murder of his pregnant ex-girlfriend. 46-year-old Shakir Tyler was convicted following a 2-week trial in February of the murder of 35-year-old Tahisha Webb of Edison. The prosecution presented evidence that showed Tyler confronted Webb outside of her home and shot her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Tyler arrested after surrendering to police in Pennsylvania. Governor Murphy has directed state agencies to review what effects President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will have on their departments.
The governor has said he believes the bill will have a disastrous effect on New Jersey's budget, social services, and other areas. New Jersey's Department of Human Services has already predicted the bill will lead to 350,000 New Jerseyans losing their Medicaid coverage. Additionally, the bill is also expected to have an impact on food assistance programs many of the state's low-income families rely on. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Acteon Networks. New Jersey 101.5 has named Acteon Networks our official surveillance company. We place the safety of our team members in the hands of the experts at Acteon. Visit protectedproperty.com today and you'll discover why. A Middletown Township family has been fighting to get their young children a bus ride to school for years. Carolyn Bradfield says she's been legally blind for 5 years, so she can't drive her kids, and the 1.5-mile walk to school is too dangerous. David Giles, an attorney who took the case pro bono, says it's a violation of the American with Disabilities Act.
Here we've got a parent who, because of her disability, can't get her children to school, and as an accommodation, we're saying to extend those transportation benefits to this family.
Giles says he's received mixed answers from the Middletown Township School District about their refusal to bus the children despite the district making accommodations for other families. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Scorching heat today, a great beach day tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. An extreme heat warning or heat advisory now in effect for all corners of New Jersey. What's the difference between the warning and the advisory? It really doesn't matter. It's hot, it's humid, you have to take care of yourself. An air quality alert, code orange, issued for today too. Those particularly sensitive to ground level ozone should stay inside in air conditioning as much as possible today. High temperatures, mid-90s. Heat index goes as high as 108. Sun turns to clouds this afternoon, and then we have to watch for spotty strong thunderstorms from late this afternoon into this evening, starting around 3, 4 o'clock, peaking around the dinnertime hours. Gusty winds, downpours, lightning are big concerns. Storms will exit by midnight tonight, then scattered clouds, fairly muggy overnight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and not as hot. Highs come down to the mid-80s, not bad. Our next chance of rain is coming up Sunday morning. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, across the Garden State, it is 89 degrees in Orange, 88 in Hillsborough. Toms River is also 88. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Monmouth County Fair, celebrating their 50th anniversary, July 23rd through 27th at the East Freehold Showgrounds on Kozlowski Road in Freehold. You can enjoy fabulous entertainment, exciting rides, great food. It's the biggest event of the summer. Visit MonmouthCountyFair.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.